You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. According to the National Weather Service, Wednesday evening's severe storms that hit the Benton, Louisiana area near Cypress Black Bayou contained a tornado that damaged a number of homes along Butler Hill Road. The National Weather Service confirmed one tornado rated EF2 with wind speeds of 130 miles per hour. It did reach northern Bossier Parish heading eastward. There was another lesser tornado rated EF1 confirmed to be part of the same weather system approximately 100 miles away in Oklahoma. Several homes along Butler Hill Road were affected by this storm, sustaining damages ranging from minor to severe. Roofs were blown off, trees toppled over, blocking streets, downing power lines. At one point, SWEPCO's power outage website reported as many as 20,000 residents in the Ark-La-Tex were without power. As of this newscast, that number is a little over 4,000. Despite the reported damage, no one was killed or injured. Many communities in central and southern Arkansas were affected by Wednesday storms, too. The National Weather Service says high winds reached speeds of 64 miles per hour, but that the extent of tree damage suggests the wind speeds exceeded that in some areas. There were two wide paths of damage across the state, one from Mount Ida to Jacksonville, another region from about Camden to Monticello. At the peak of Wednesday's storm, about 82,000 Entergy customers were without power. By Thursday, about half had their power restored. Currently, just under 7,000 southern Arkansas residents are without power. A new report says Texas could have to spend more than $19 billion to protect the state's coastal areas from climate change and recommends some form of coastal barrier or seawall. And Louisiana will need to spend twice that, about $38 billion. The Center for Climate Integrity is a group that pushes for oil companies to pay for climate damage. The report analyzed what it calls modest projections for sea level rise across the country and says Texas and Louisiana would need to protect thousands of miles of coastline to keep businesses, homes, and roads safe from increased flooding. The University of Colorado's Paul Chinowski is the report's lead scientist.
The amount of technical expertise, shoreline engineering, the amount of physical resources that we're going to need is a massive national question that we have to have.
The report acknowledges not every part of the coast needs a physical barrier and says there are other ways to bolster natural shoreline protections, but the authors argue any approach will be too expensive for governments alone to handle and that the oil industry should cover some of the costs due to environmental impacts from man-made coastal canals through wetlands and air pollution. The 33rd annual Let the Good Times Roll Festival will take place beginning today in Shreveport. It celebrates Juneteenth, which is a historic holiday commemorating the abolishment of slavery in the United States. The Let the Good Times Roll Festival will run June 21st through the 23rd at Festival Plaza downtown. Organizers say the family-friendly event is a citywide party with a purpose, highlighting African-American art, entertainment, fashion, food, and culture. A heat advisory is in effect from noon to 7 p.m. today. The heat index will reach anywhere from 105 to 110 degrees. The high temperatures will be in the upper 90s. You're listening to Red River Radio News.